the healing psalms, a journey from affliction to light, a new devotional audio work by Laird Rees Snowden, narration and production in collaboration with Gemond, scripture woven. Important note, we strongly encourage all who come to this ministry to also seek appropriate medical help. Jesus heals in many ways. Sometimes he heals miraculously. Sometimes he works through medicine and the skill of doctors. Sometimes he brings both together. To neglect medical help is not an act of faith. Walk with wisdom, seek medical help, and prayer. Copyright 2025. Laird Rees Snowden, Gemond Foundation. All rights reserved. This work may be shared freely for ministry and personal healing purposes. No part may be reproduced for commercial use without written permission from the author. The Healing Psalms, written and compiled by Laird Rees Snowden, a broken made whole offering, narrated by Gemond. There are prayers that rise from joy, and there are prayers that rise from the floor. These 30 psalms were born from the latter, where pain becomes dialogue and silence becomes sanctuary. The Healing Psalms traces the full arc of restoration from the cry of affliction to the calm of morning light. Each meditation is a meeting place between sorrow and grace, spoken in a voice that carries both tenderness and truth. The journey begins in darkness, descends through surrender, and ascends toward wholeness, reminding every listener that Christ still walks among the broken, that his touch still heals, and that peace is not the absence of suffering, but the presence of love that endures it. Listen slowly, let the words breathe. They were written for those who need to remember that even the wound can worship, and even the night can sing. Psalm 1, O God who sees the broken, you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul. Psalm 31:7, O God who sees not the mask, but the marrow, not the surface, but the soul. You saw me when the pain was hidden. You counted the tears no one else could see. You listened when my breath was too shallow to form words. You did not turn away. You stood beside my sleepless nights, sat with me in sterile rooms, walked the halls of diagnoses, with your robe brushing my shoulder. You are the God who sees the broken. Though my body trembles, though my prayers fall like cracked leaves, though I cannot hold the hope I once did, you still hold me. You have not forgotten how to heal. You do not measure by timelines. You do not withdraw when faith grows thin. A bruised reed you will not break. A smoldering wick you will not snuff out. Isaiah 42:3. You kneel beside me now. You breathe life back into places that were shutting down. You are near to the brokenhearted. Oh God, if I could reach, I would touch your hem. If I could cry louder, I would call your name. But you hear the whisper before the wind. You answer the glance before the groan. So I rest, not because I feel strong, but because you are near. Heal me, O Lord, not just in body, but in the silence of my fear. Let your light enter where shame built a wall. Let your hand reach where medicine cannot. You are the God who sees the broken and does not pass by, where the hem of his robe brushes the earth and the flow begins. Psalm 2, virtue flows from your robe. Power does not thunder from your throne. It flows quietly through mercy. The touch of your garment carries what empires cannot hold, virtue that restores what doctors give up for lost. One woman reached for the hem of your robe, and in that moment the invisible became visible. Her faith drew healing from the hidden. Your holiness moved toward her without rebuke, without demand. So I reached too, not with confidence but with need, not with eloquence but with hunger. If I may touch even the edge of your grace, let the river of life run through the places I have called dead. Let every cell remember your pattern. Let every breath align with your name. Let what is diseased lose its authority, and what is holy reclaim its place. Virtue flows still from the robe of the risen Christ, across centuries, across fear, across every distance. It is not diminished by time, nor withheld by failure. O Lord, let it reach me now. Let it reach all who wait in silence, until the whisper of your robe becomes the song of their healing. Psalm 3, when night refuses to end, when the night stretches longer than faith can reach, when prayer feels like echo upon echo, when dawn delays its coming, you are still God. You do not measure your mercy by daylight. You walk the corridors of darkness with me unseen, and every shadow becomes a place where your lamp could be lit. I have called and heard only silence, yet even silence has a sound. It is the breath of the one who waits with me. Though my body weakens and my hope bends low, your promise does not flicker. You steady the flame with your own breath. Teach me to rest not in the absence of pain, but in the nearness of presence. Let the ache itself become the rhythm of prayer, until the night no longer feels like exile, but expectation. For the same God who made the stars also numbered my tears, and both will shine again when the morning comes. So I wait, not because I see the light, but because I know who kindles it. Psalm 4, the hands that hold me still, when I can no longer lift my own prayers. Your hands lift me, when the tremor of fear steals my words. Your touch steadies what I cannot control. You are the calm beneath the pulse, the stillness under the shaking. You do not rush me toward recovery. You rest beside me until peace returns. I have measured time by symptoms, but you measure it by mercy. Every breath I take is counted, not by machines, but by your compassion. O Christ, the healer of hearts and sinew alike, teach these restless muscles to remember your rhythm. Let the strain release beneath your palm. Let the heartbeat find its order in your peace. When the world demands motion, you whisper, "Be still." When my body forgets that command, your spirit repeats it until I remember. For it is not strength that sustains me, it is the hands that hold me still. Psalm 5, the river under the scar. There are wounds that close, yet never truly heal. They lie beneath the skin, quiet, forgotten, until the rain returns. Then they ache again, reminding the heart that memory still breathes. But beneath every scar, a river moves unseen. It flows from the side of the Savior, carrying life through hidden channels. What the world calls finished, you call forming. What the world calls broken, you call becoming. O Lord, let this river find me again. Let it cleanse the residue of regret and soften the places hardened by time. Where bitterness once rooted, let living water rise. Where fear carved its name, let grace write a new beginning. For your healing does not erase, it redeems. The scar remains, but it glows with your light. The memory stays, but the pain becomes prayer. You do not promise the wound will vanish, only that your river will flow through it. until even the scar sings. Psalm 6, when the heart forgets how to hope. There comes a silence that is heavier than sorrow, a stillness where faith once sang, and now only memory remains. In that quiet, O Lord, teach me again the sound of hope, for I have forgotten the melody. My prayers fall like stones into the sea. The echo returns, but I cannot tell if it is you or just the hollow of my heart. Yet even there you wait. You do not demand words from a weary soul. You let me breathe in fragments until a fragment becomes prayer again. You are patient with my forgetting. You know the path back from numbness. You wait at the edge of every faint heartbeat, ready to whisper life into it once more. O Christ, restore the rhythm of belief. Teach my spirit how to trust the unseen dawn. Let my heart remember that you are not gone, only quiet, when hope feels foreign and peace feels borrowed. Remind me that both still belong to me, for they belong to you, and you have not forgotten how to rise. Psalm 7, when the breath comes back. It begins so quietly I almost miss it, a small surrender between one heartbeat and the next. Not triumph, not even courage, just the faint returning of breath. You are there, Lord, in that smallest movement. The rise and fall of my chest becomes your whisper. I am not finished with you. I had thought healing would come like lightning, sudden, certain, overwhelming. But it came like air, unseen, unnoticed, constant. Each breath a mercy I did not earn. Each exhale an offering I did not know I could give. You move through lungs that once ached for release. You sing through ribs that once felt like cages. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead stirs now within this fragile frame. I will not rush this miracle. I will breathe it one moment at a time. For healing is not a finish line. It is the breath that returns and stays. Psalm 8, the light under my rib. There is a light beneath the rib cage, a flame too small to boast, too steady to die. It flickers when sorrow leans close, yet even then it does not go out. You placed it there, O Lord, the lamp of your own breath. It burns not by oxygen, but by presence, not by strength, but by remembrance. When despair presses down, I feel its warmth rise against a cold. It reminds me, the tomb once held the light of the world, and even stone could not keep it. So I guard this ember with gratitude. I feed it the psalms of my own trembling heart. Every whisper of faith becomes kindling. Every tear becomes oil. O Christ, let this inner fire grow clear and clean. Let it illumine the hidden corridors of fear. Let it reach the places my words cannot. If ever darkness surrounds me again, may those who look close enough see the glow beneath my rib, proof that you have made your dwelling there. Psalm 9, the voice in the stillness. When the clamor fades and the world grows distant, there remains a sound too gentle to command attention, yet strong enough to steady the heart. It is not thunder, it is not wind. It is the voice that spoke before sound was born. You do not shout above the storm, you speak within it. The world demands volume, but you heal through quiet. In the stillness, I hear the words I had forgotten. I am with you, not as echo, but as essence. They enter every corner of the wound and rewrite what pain had claimed. O Lord, teach me to love silence again. Let it be no longer the absence of sound, but the presence of you. When I cannot hear your answer, remind me that listening itself is faith, and that every pause is part of your sentence. For you are not far, you are the voice in the stillness, and even my heartbeat answers you. Psalm 10, the oil of joy for mourning. You have not forgotten the language of joy, O Lord, even when I could not remember it myself. You waited through the silence, holding the oil in your hand, until the time was right to pour. It does not come like laughter after tears. It comes through them. It seeps into the cracks left by grief and turns them into channels for your mercy. I feel it now, faint at first, a warmth at the edges of sorrow, rising like dawn through fog. The same hands that broke the bread of suffering now break the seal of mourning. You anoint the places I thought too ruined to rejoice. You trade ashes for radiance, and the scent of despair for the fragrance of grace. O Christ, let this oil reach every hidden wound. Let it soften what bitterness made hard. Let it gleam upon my brow as a sign to the watching world that joy is not denial of pain, but proof that pain has been redeemed. You have clothed me with gladness, and I will wear it as light, for you have turned my mourning into song. Psalm 11, The Garden Beneath the Ashes. I thought nothing could grow here. The ground was burned black by loss, and every dream I planted turned to dust. But you, O gardener of souls, saw what still slept beneath the ruin. Your tears fell as rain on what I had buried, and your mercy stirred the roots I thought were gone. Now, even in the places grief once ruled, I see green. Small shoots break through the silence, carrying the scent of beginnings. You do not erase the ashes. You breathe through them. You mix them with your own breath until they become the soil of resurrection. O Christ, teach me to tend what rises here, not to fear its fragility, but to trust its source. Every bloom remembers the fire, yet none of them regret it, for it was there that the seeds split and new life began. What I mourned as ending has become the threshold of creation, and even now the garden grows. Psalm 12, the gift of tears. They come without permission, without eloquence, and yet they say what words never could. O Lord, how many prayers have begun in tears, and how many answers have arrived through them. For tears are not weakness, they are release. They are the body's confession that the soul still believes in comfort. You count each one as though every drop were a jewel in your hand. You store them in bottles of remembrance, not to remind me of pain, but to remind heaven of promise. When I weep, you do not turn away. You kneel beside me, and your own tears mingle with mine until sorrow becomes communion. What falls to the ground does not disappear. It waters something unseen, and in time, the soil of mourning will break open and bloom. O Christ, let me never despise the gift of tears, for they are proof that my heart still feels, and that you are near enough to touch it. Psalm 13. The wound that worships. There was a time I thought worship meant perfection, that I must bring beauty, not brokenness, praise, not pain. But you, O Lord, have taught me otherwise. You do not despise the trembling hand or the voice that cracks beneath the weight of grief. You call that sound holy. You receive the widow's two coins, the thief's final whisper, the sinner's shattered jar, and you received me. Now I bring what is left of my heart and lay it bare before you. It is not much, but it is honest, and when I lift it toward heaven, you lift it higher still, until even my scar becomes an altar. You do not heal by erasing, you heal by indwelling. You make the wound a dwelling place for your glory. So I will not hide my weakness anymore. I will let it sing, for every wound that worships becomes a window for your light. Psalm 14. When faith learns to walk again, At first the steps are small, uncertain, like a child relearning balance after a fall. But every movement forward is a testimony, not of my strength, but of your faithfulness. You do not push, you steady. You do not demand stride, you offer hand. And when I falter, you match my pace until fear forgets its rhythm. I once thought faith meant running, arms raised in victory. Now I know it often means walking, quietly, with knees still bruised, through the valley that once broke me. Each step carries memory and mercy together. Each breath declares, still here, O Christ. Teach me to trust the ground beneath me again, for it is you who laid it. Let every trembling step become worship, and every forward inch a hymn of gratitude. For faith does not return in thunder. It returns in footsteps, soft as grace, sure as dawn. Psalm 15, the path of mended things. I used to fear the cracks beneath me, the splintered stones, the uneven ground. Each creak of memory, each shard of failure, felt like proof that I could fall again. But you, O restorer of all that was broken, have walked this road before me. Your footprints fill the fractures. Your mercy binds the stones. Now, every scar beneath my feet has become a path of grace. Where I once stumbled, I now remember. This is where you caught me. This is where healing began. You make holy the ground I once cursed. You pave it with forgiveness and call it good. O Lord, let me walk gently here, not in pride, but in awe. Let me bless the road that bore my tears, for it has carried me back to you. Nothing is wasted in your kingdom. Even the broken things learn to bear weight, and the way home is built of mended stones. Psalm 16, the table in the wilderness. I expected a map, and you gave me a meal. I looked for the quickest path, and you spread a table instead. Here, in the middle of nowhere, among the thorns and stones, the air thick with silence, you prepare a place for me, not beyond the wilderness, but within it, not after the battle, but before my enemy's eyes. You do not rush to remove the desert. You make it bloom with bread. You pour living water from a dry rock and call it communion. O Christ, you teach me to eat while I am still healing, to drink before I am finished weeping. For this table is not for the triumphant. It is for the tired who trust. The manna of your mercy tastes of peace. The cup you pour restores my song. Even here I shall not want. Even now you are enough. Psalm 17, the Shepherd of Scars. You are not a distant shepherd, O Lord. Your hands bear the proof of every valley you have walked. You lead not from afar, but from within the wound. When I falter, I do not reach for perfection. I reach for those hands. Their edges tell the story of love that does not turn away. You know the weight of flesh and fear. You have carried both. You know the sound of breaking bones and the silence that follows crucifixion. You did not hide your scars when you rose. You showed them. You invited Thomas to touch what pain had shaped. You made the proof of suffering the evidence of resurrection. O Christ, Shepherd of Scars, teach me to see glory where the world sees ruin. Let my healed places remember how they were held. Let my testimony smell of linen and my hope of myrrh. I will follow the trail of your mercy. It shines not in gold, but in the marks of your love. For you guide by light that bleeds, and where you have walked, I am safe. Psalm 18, the shadow of his wing. When the wind rises and the ground trembles, I run to the shelter that does not move, not a wall, not a weapon, but a wing. You spread it wide above me, O Lord, and the chaos forgets my name. The storm still howls, but it cannot enter. The lightning still flashes, but it cannot burn. Beneath your covering, I find the rhythm of peace. Your heartbeat becomes my metronome. The air is warm with nearness, the darkness soft with promise. How often have I mistaken safety for silence? You are not absent, you are overhead. You hover as the spirit hovered over creation, shaping order out of fear. O Christ, teach me to live beneath your wing, not as one hiding, but as one held. Let me find courage in the hush, and comfort in the shadow that gleams with your light. For those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall rest beneath the shadow of the Almighty, and there even the night becomes holy. Psalm 19. When the silence begins to sing. At first it was only quiet, a calm so deep it felt like emptiness. Then the quiet changed, it began to breathe. A note rose softly in the hush, not from an instrument, but from within my soul. It was the sound of gratitude being born again, a melody shaped from mercy, a hymn formed from healing. O Lord, you tuned my silence until it matched the frequency of your heart. Every pause became praise, every sigh a psalm. I no longer feared a stillness. It hums with your presence. The air itself carries the echo of your name. Even the walls of my room seem to listen, and the shadows dance to unseen strings. O Christ, let this music never cease. Let it rise and fall with every breath I take. For when silence begins to sing, I know you are near, and all creation keeps time with your love. Psalm 20, the breath of thanksgiving. I wake to the gentle weight of grace, the quiet knowing that I am still here and you are still good. The first breath is a prayer, the second an answer. Each inhale draws mercy in, each exhale returns praise. O Lord, you have turned survival into song. What once was groaning has become gratitude. The same lungs that cried out in pain now lift your name in peace. I thank you not because all is easy, but because you are present in all. You walk through the day beside me, steady, unseen, unshakable. Every heartbeat echoes your kindness. Every moment becomes a place to meet you again. O Christ, let thanksgiving be the rhythm of my being, the pulse beneath every word, the music behind every silence. Let my life breathe praise, the way creation breathes light. For gratitude is not what I give, it is what you awaken in me, and this breath is yours. Psalm 21. The cup that overflows. I did not know how much I carried until your mercy filled it all. Every hollow place became a vessel, every empty ache an opening for grace. Now the cup trembles with abundance, it spills light over the edges. What once I guarded in scarcity, I now pour freely. For you have taught me that love never runs dry. O Lord, I used to pray for enough. You gave me overflow, not of wealth, but of wonder, not of ease, but of joy that outlives the storm. You anoint my head with remembrance, and the fragrance follows me wherever I go. Even the air tastes of blessing. I cannot contain what you have begun. My gratitude becomes a river, my peace becomes invitation. Those who drink beside me find healing too, for the overflow is never wasted. O Christ, keep me near your table, where mercy refills faster than I can give it away. Let my life be a cup without fear of emptying, forever spilling, forever full. Psalm 22. The hands that bless the bread. The same hands that shape the stars now break the loaf before me. The same voice that calmed the sea whispers, take and eat. You do not serve from a distance, Lord. You kneel as host and guest in one. You bless what is common until it becomes holy. You turn hunger into meeting and remembrance into presence. When you lift the bread, I see the cross. When you pour the cup, I see the tomb undone. This meal carries the memory of both, suffering and resurrection intertwined. O Christ, teach me to bless what I hold. Let my hands mirror yours. Let the ordinary acts of giving and receiving become sacraments of grace. May those who eat beside me taste mercy. May those who thirst beside me find joy. For every table touched by your blessing becomes an altar of healing, and every heart that shares it, whole. Psalm 23, the fire on the altar. There was a time the flame only consumed, pain, fear, the fragments of what I could not keep. But you, O Lord, have changed its nature. What once devoured, now refines. I bring you what remains of me, and you breathe upon it. The spark becomes steady, the smoke becomes song. You do not ask for perfection, only offering. And when I lay down what I am, you fill the space with who you are. This is the mystery of worship, that ashes become light and surrender becomes strength. O Christ, let my heart stay kindled on your altar. Let its warmth reach those still cold from the storm. Let the fragrance of devotion rise higher than despair. For you are the consuming fire that does not destroy, but makes holy. And I, once broken, now burn with peace. Psalm 24, the light that never leaves. There is a light that does not fade, not with distance nor with time. It burns beyond circumstance and lives within the heart that trusts you. I have seen other fires grow dim, their embers cooled by sorrow, their glow stolen by fear. But yours, O Christ, endures. It shines in hospital rooms and hollow nights, in lonely prayers and whispered hopes. It finds the corners where grief still hides and speaks, I am here. You are the lamp that never goes out. You are the flame behind every sunrise. You are the shimmer on the water that returns with every tide. O Lord, teach me to live by this light, to see even shadow as proof of its glow. Let my steps be guided not by sight, but by the warmth that will not leave me. For though the world may grow dim, your radiance abides within. And when I open my eyes in eternity, I will see it fully, the same light that led me home. Psalm 25, the voice that calls my name. In the crowd of thoughts that fill my mind, one voice cuts through. Gentle, certain, alive with knowing, it is the voice that spoke before sound began. It calls not to command, but to awaken. You do not shout, Lord. You speak my name as though it were sacred. And suddenly, everything else falls silent. Each syllable carries recognition. You remember who I am, even when I forget. You do not remind me of failure. You remind me of belonging. You call me not from distance, but from within the very breath I take. O Christ, may I never lose the wonder that the Maker of galaxies knows the sound of my name. And when fear calls me forward and shame calls me back, let yours be the only voice I follow. For every time you speak, creation begins again, and I remember that I am yours. Psalm 26, the path of returning. I thought I had strayed too far, that mercy could not trace the map I lost. But your footprints were already on the road ahead, waiting, patient, shining faintly in the dust. Every step I took away from you was still within your reach. Every detour ended where grace began. O Christ, how kind is your pursuit. You never forced the door. You simply left it open. You never silenced the wanderer. You sang until I remembered the tune. Now I see. The path back was never punishment. It was promise. The turning point was not fear, but recognition. You are behind me, beside me, before me all along. I return not as a beggar, but as a child. The gate does not creak, it welcomes. The light spills through the threshold, and I am home. O Lord, keep my feet in this remembrance. Let every journey end in you. And should I wander again, call me once more. For I know the way by heart. Psalm 27, The Gate of Peace. The gate is not far, it was never far. It waited through the distance, open as mercy. And when I finally reached it, it did not ask where I had been. Only, will you come in and rest? The air beyond it is different here. The wind carries no fear, only the hush of things made whole. I walk slowly now, not from weariness, but reverence. Each step feels like forgiveness, solid beneath my feet. O Christ, you are the gate and the peace beyond it. You are the welcome that ends the wandering. You do not guard with iron, you guard with grace. Inside this stillness, the noise of striving fades. The past loses its power to accuse. Even my heartbeat slows to match your own. Here nothing must be earned. Here love is not explained, it is breathed, and I am finally home, not outside knocking, but inside resting. O Lord, keep this gate open for all who seek it. Let them find what I have found, that peace was never far. It was you. Psalm 28, The House of Still Waters. The path no longer climbs or falls. It settles beside a quiet stream where light and water speak in whispers. Here the world is not erased. It is hushed. The river moves, yet makes no haste. It carries reflection like a prayer that never ends. I sit upon its bank and feel my pulse slow to the rhythm of your grace. Every ripple repeats your promise. I restore your soul. This is not escape. It is return. For all along, you were the calm beneath the current, the depth beneath my fear. O Christ, teach me to build my dwelling here. Let my thoughts become windows for your peace. Let my words fall softly as leaves upon this living water. When I must go back into the noise, let me carry this stillness within, a secret river flowing under every task. For those who rest beside you never thirst again, and the house of still waters is built in the heart that trusts. Psalm 29, The Harp of the Heart. There is music in me again, not loud, not hurried, a low living hum that moves with every breath. It is the sound of gratitude, remembering its melody, the harmony between what is healed and what is still becoming whole. O Lord, you have strung the chords of my soul anew. Each tendon, each thought, each trembling memory now vibrates to your touch. When I speak, it is song. When I weep, it is rhythm. When I rest, it is resonance. You do not demand perfection from this instrument. You delight in its sincerity. Even the off notes are beautiful to you, for they reveal that I am alive. Let my heart stay tuned to your spirit, that every act of love may echo like a psalm. Let kindness be the bow, and truth the string that never breaks. O Christ, play me again each morning, and let the world hear through me that mercy has a sound. It is the harp of the heart, and you are the musician. Psalm 30, The Crown of Morning Light. The night no longer frightens me. It has done its work, and now it bows before the dawn. O Lord, you have turned my mourning into movement, my silence into song, my ashes into brightness. The first light touches the earth like a blessing poured from heaven's hand. It fills the valley where I once wept, and even the shadows shimmer in its glow. I stand where despair once stood, and I feel warmth on my face. This is not triumph, it is transfiguration. You have crowned me with morning, woven of mercy and fire. you have clothed me with the same light that rose from your tomb. O Christ, let this day never end. Let your radiance spill through my words and deeds. Let every person I meet carry a spark of this dawn away with them. For healing is not the end of the story. It is the beginning of sight. And those who walk in your light wear the sunrise as their crown. Benediction and a peace that remains. And now let the music rest. The fire has gentled to a glow. The river flows beneath the silence, and the heart, once trembling, stands whole. O Lord of mercy and of mornings, you have walked with us through the valley and the dawn. You have taken every wound and given back wonder. Let this peace linger in the air long after the final word. Not as memory, but as presence. Let it move through the hands that listen, through the rooms that hold their prayer, through the days that follow quietly. For what you heal, you keep. What you keep, you fill with light. And what you fill with light never fades. May every soul who has heard these psalms carry home a spark of your grace, a reminder that healing is not a moment, but a way of being loved. So we end, not in silence, but in peace that sings. Amen.